Watersheds United Vermont will network with the existing watershed groups to provide tools and funding for on-the-ground protection of the state's water resources. Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation Environmental Program Manager Neil Kamen manages the Monitoring, Assessment, and Planning Program for Watershed Management at the department. He explains the group got its beginnings when the current commissioner was appointed and began conversations with the various groups.
These are the watershed associations that really work with the state of Vermont to make things happen on a watershed, implement projects to fix something, you know, to fix a pollution source or to conserve land to protect a particular lakeshore or river area.
A list of well-heeled and smaller groups was created, and Kamen says a listening session was eventually held.
One of the things that came out of that early meeting was the realization that there really are different levels of capacity amongst partner organizations, and that there really is a need for those different organizations to learn from each other, to bring up the capacities for some of those that are smaller groups, and also to cross-pollinate great ideas and good ways of doing things. And so over the course of, I think it was four meetings over the course of a couple of years, we basically carried that discussion forward, and it didn't come from the state. It very much came from the watershed groups themselves, hatched the idea of a statewide association of watershed associations.
Vermont River Conservancy Assistant Director Lydia Menendez is a member of the advisory group of Watersheds United Vermont. She notes there are numerous watershed groups working across Vermont, and while the size and structure of many of the groups differ, the work they do is similar.
The reason watershed groups need this umbrella group is because watersheds are geographically separate. Watershed groups are often staffed by volunteers. Occasionally they'll have part-time paid staff. Only rarely can they afford a full-time staff member. But they're working on a lot of complex issues that are very similar in all of the different watersheds, but they don't have a lot of resources, and they often do not know or know how to communicate or collaborate. So Watersheds United Vermont will help increase the communication and collaboration.
Lake Champlain Committee Executive Director Lori Fisher echoes Menendez's description of the varied nature of Vermont's watershed groups.
By being a stronger and a broader voice for water issues throughout the state, not only will you build the skills and capacity through sharing resources of these local watershed groups, but you're going to be better able to protect and restore the waterways. The hope certainly is that they aren't going to compete for funding, but instead there will be this better transfer of information, greater collaboration, and a greater ability to work together for the fundamental mission that pretty much all watersheds share, which is protecting and improving our water resources.
Lydia Menendez pledges that Watersheds United will avoid competing for funding that watershed groups rely upon.
But that said, there are funding sources that the smaller watershed groups can't even apply for because they're bigger in scope or breadth, and Watersheds United is perfect to apply for them. That's our pledge, to not compete with the watershed groups, but to hopefully seek the sources that identify these larger overarching goals to support the work of Watersheds United Vermont.
Menendez notes that there are more than 30 watershed groups formally recognized in Vermont. Watersheds United Vermont plans to hold its first statewide meeting in February. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.